Brandy and Janelle Rost share a fascination with the culture of classic Americana. They have also always wanted to own their own restaurant. In January 2006, their dream came true with the purchase of Rosie's Diner.
Rosie's Diner is probably one of the most famous diners in the world. What made it so famous was in the 1970s, an actress named Nancy Walker. She was the main character in a commercial series made from Bounty paper towels. And her name was Rosie, and that was all filmed in this diner.
Rosie's Diner opened in 1946 as the Silver Dollar Diner in New Jersey, becoming a fixture on the East Coast. It rose to national attention when the Bounty ads were shot there, prompting the owner to change the name to Rosie's Diner. In 1991, a new owner moved the famous restaurant to its current home in Michigan. When the Rosts bought the diner 15 years later, it needed some work.
Well, our number one goal was to bring Rosie's back when it was in its glory days. It had been run down. The food was subpar.
In addition to renovating the diner, the Rosts set out to capture the diner's original flavor with an improved menu. Christopher Ramsey is one of the Rosie's cooks.
We make our own style of chili, we make our own style of the burritos and stuff. We have a soup called the cheeseburger soup. We made that from scratch and everything. Some of it we go on the internet and get recipes for.
Janelle Rost even added a secret family recipe to the menu.
The one thing I've brought in that's really popular is my grandmother used to make an old beef and egg noodle recipe. It's a slow roasted beef. It's got a gravy with it and noodles, and that's kind of an old comfort food I grew up on.
Hello. How are you today?
Very good.
Good. Can I get you a drink?
Dressed in pink, Rosie's waitress whirl around the table serving customers. Among them is Ashley Grutter.
We've got a lot of tourists, people come in from out of state, coming just because they've seen the diner on TV, like in the 70s and things like that. Old people come in here to kind of relive their childhood, and then young people come in to kind of, you know, experience what the older generation was able to experience back, you know, in the 60s and in the 70s.
For producer Liu Wenming, Elaine Lu, VOA News.